I may be the preacher's wife, but I had a life long before I married the Reverend. When I became old enough to live on my own, I was so naive and so ready to find out what life was all about. I met a man who was looking for a woman that was young and stupid. And there I was. Now, this man was tall as a tree, with skin as smooth as chocolate pudding. Now, when he sweet-talked me, I could have sworn honey was dripping from his lips. What was really coming out of his mouth was lies, but I was too taken to see it. My friend Dorothy tried to warn me, but I wouldn't listen. I kept telling her that he's not like that. I told her he said he loved me, wanted to marry me and have his babies. I just knew he would never hurt me. Dorothy said, "Girl, don't ever say what a man will never do. They do the opposite of what they say and say the opposite of what they do. It's the nature." He's not like that, I kept saying. He's a good man, and I know he'll never hurt me. Well, that man, tall as a tree and skin as smooth as chocolate pudding, asked me, "Baby, do you love me?" I said, "I do." He asked me, "Will you marry me?" I said, "Yes." Then he told me about this job he had a chance to get in another town, and he asked me, "Baby, would you wait for me while I go away, get situated, and come back and get you?" Girl, I was so in love that I didn't even ask him where he was going or when he was coming back. I just said, "Yes." Then he asked me if I would loan him some money. Child, did not that man only steal my heart, but steal my money too?
Yes!